live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Councillor John O'Donnell says he will be mounting a robust defence as SIPO Commission announces the investigation hearing into alleged ethics breaches by Councillor O'Donnell will take place next Tuesday. Students from Kilmacrenan and Termin walked part of the way to school this morning in protest at the failure to provide transport for them. A search operation is ongoing in Derry following a report that a man was seen entering the River Foyle. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is being urged to visit Swan Park during a visit to Buncrana on September the 11th. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal County Councillor John O'Donnell has told Highland Radio News that he will be mounting a robust defence as the Standards in Public Office Commission announces that the investigation hearing into alleged ethics breaches by Councillor O'Donnell will take place at its Dublin offices on Tuesday next. It follows an RTÉ Investigates programme which was broadcast in December 2015. Michelle McMullen has more.
Councillor John O'Donnell was one of three politicians who featured on an RTÉ Investigates programme on planning matters broadcast in December 2015. During a segment of the programme, he was seen offering to lobby on behalf of a fictitious wind farm company in exchange for money or the promise of a loan or investment in private business. Councillor O'Donnell subsequently said the nature of the meeting was misrepresented to him as a confidential discussion, and he attended it both as a businessman and a councillor. The issue was referred to SIPO, which today announced a public hearing into the alleged contraventions of the ethical framework for local government service by Councillor O'Donnell and will take place tomorrow week in Dublin. This morning, Councillor O'Donnell told Highland Radio News he and his legal team are reviewing all the documentation available to them ahead of the hearing, and they'll be mounting a robust defence. Investigations hearings into the other two councillors named in the programme, Joe Queen in Sligo and Hugh McIlvenny of Monaghan, will also take place in the coming weeks.
Meath County Council has nominated Gavin Duffy to contest the presidential election. The businessman is the first hopeful to win the support of a local authority. Casey O'Rourdan reports from Navan.
In total, Gavin Duffy secured the support of 17 county councillors in his home county. Sean Gallagher got 7 votes, while Senator Joan Freeman had 2. Overall, 11 councillors abstained from voting, which included all the Sinn Féin party. The remaining 3 councillors were absent from the meeting. Gavin Duffy wasn't in the chamber for the good news today as he visits Cork, Kerry and Wexford. His wife Orla Carmody gave him the good news.
I've just been texting. I haven't actually had a word with him right yet because I spoke to you first. But yeah, he knows the result and very, very happy and very pleased with the support locally.
Independent Councillor Nick Killian is thrilled that it's going to be a Meath man getting their backing.
I've been saying all along it's essential that we have an election, and I'm really thrilled that a Meath man is going forward with Gavin Duffy as our candidate.
People across the northwest are being advised to ensure their homes are secure as winter approaches. It follows a spate of creeper-style burglaries in the Woodbrook, Woodbrook West and Pine Trees area of Derry last week. Local councillor Sandra Duffy says people should remain vigilant as it's believed those responsible are part of a travelling gang.
We've seen it last year as well. We've seen a gang who were moving around the area, and they have moved from Donegal, they have moved around Sligo, they have moved in around Newry, and they have moved in into Derry. So these gangs do travel the entire country. They set up in an area for a short space of time. They watch what's going on in an area. They watch homes that they believe that are vulnerable, and then they target those homes. So just because somebody is in Annishon doesn't mean that this group isn't going to move to Annishon next, because that seems to have been the pattern that we've seen emerging last year with these gangs. So it's across the country. These gangs come in a van, they spend a week or two in a particular area, and then they move on to the next area. So everyone needs to be vigilant. Everyone needs to make sure that their home is secure, and just to watch out for their friends and their neighbours as well.
15 students from Kilmacrenan on Termon walked part of the way to school this morning in protest at the failure of the Department of Education to provide transport for them. They had applied for tickets and paid for them, but under department regulations, they were deemed to be concessionary cases, and in some instances, their parents were only told in the past fortnight that they had not secured a seat. Earlier today on the 9 till noon show, Maria, one of the affected parents, spoke to Greg Hughes.
What we're basically being told is that there's no transfer being provided for these children. There is 30 children in total, and this was just a selection of them that was able to do the walk this morning. Board of Education has said there will be no more money. So what do they expect? And the majority of houses now, both parents are working, need to get their way to work. If transport is not being put on for to take the children to work or to school, how are parents supposed to make their work? Because I have been late on a couple of occasions last week, going to work and having to leave early to be able to take my children to and from school.
Are you one of the parents that was told initially that there would be a bus?
The applications go in early in the year or before the summer, and they were all approved, and my ticket was paid for. And on the Friday before they were due to start back at school, we got the email to say that there was no seats left in the bus, and that we would be refunded our money in due course.
The Sinn Féin leader is questioning Fianna Fáil's support of the government. Micheál Martin has said he won't back Sinn Féin's motion of no confidence in Housing Minister O'Murphy later this month. Fianna Fáil is obliged to support the government against these motions as part of their confidence and supply agreement with Fine Gael. But Mary Lou MacDonald is questioning if the party will back their leader in the face of a national housing crisis.
I know Micheál Martin has set out that position. I wonder, is that a Fianna Fáil position or is that a Micheál Martin position? I mean, what does it take? What exactly does it take for Fianna Fáil to wake up and smell the coffee? I mean, they say to us that they want a housing budget. What does that mean? They say that they have pressed their partners in government and Fine Gael on the issue of housing. That hasn't amounted to anything.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is being urged to visit Swan Park during a visit to Buncrana tomorrow week, September the 11th. The Taoiseach will be in the area for the official opening of the new bridge at Cockhill. In a letter sent last night, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says, despite repeated representations, the community has been unable to secure the necessary funding from government to reconstruct and reopen the facility after last year's floods. The local Tiny Towns Committee has written a similar letter. Senator McLaughlin says with no government department taking responsibility, the buck stops at the top.
Nobody's taken responsibility for Swan Park, so it is going to take an intervention from the likes of the Taoiseach or the Minister for Finance. The Taoiseach was in Buncrana and in Ashowan in the immediate aftermath of the flooding. He knows the issue. I think he looked at Swan Park. So it's critical that he meets with the local community leaders, the senior officials in Donegal County Council, and understands the need for an intervention.
Over the course of the past 12 months, between yourself, Charlie McConnellogue and others, the words Swan Park have appeared on Highland Radio News and the local media at least once a week. If they haven't listened up to now, what will be different if the Taoiseach goes there next week?
The difficulty has been that one government department and one government minister has bounced to another and so on and so forth. No government department will take responsibility for the funding required. We had a funding stream identified in this community and rural fund, but unfortunately the criteria, the amounts of money are just not right in terms of the way that fund's currently designed. The reality of politics is when you have government departments blaming each other, the buck then goes to the very, very top. So I think if Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, when he's in Buncrana, sees for himself the state of that park. Nowhere in this country would a community's major amenity, nowhere in this country would that be allowed to happen. But I think if he sees for himself and understands that all the other issues after the floods have pretty much been addressed, I think this would be very, very important.
The head of the policing authority says the new Garda Commissioner was the best candidate for the job. Drew Harris has taken up office after being sworn in overnight in a low-key handover. The former Deputy Chief Constable for PSNI says he wants the Garda Síochána to be open and accountable. Josephine Feely doesn't feel it's an issue that he has come from outside the organisation.
I don't see it. I understand clearly anybody who moves into a new organisation, there is a learning curve, and there are always, you know, local matters that may be slightly different. But policing is the same the world over.
A search operation is underway in Derry today following a report that a man was seen entering the River Foyle. Police say they received a report at around 11 o'clock this morning of the person entering the water in the Craig Avon Bridge area. The search operation is ongoing with emergency services and Foyle Search and Rescue at the scene. Police are appealing to anyone who may have any information to come forward. Significant roadworks begin today on High Road in Letterkenny from the intersection with Port Road and Main Street to the junction at New Line Road. The works being carried out on behalf of Irish Water will see road closures and diversions from today until the end of the month. Irish Water is pledging to minimise disruption as much as possible, with the road closures to be limited to night time. A schedule of works up to next February was given to councillors at the weekend, with works planned for New Line Road, Beechwood Road, Ballyrean and Gortley. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says increased communication is welcome.
There's multiple works going across the town, but the main works are starting today at High Road. There was a commitment made that the works would begin at an evening time. The road closure will happen from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. Where possible, this will continue throughout all the works that are being done. They have given us a strong commitment that any of the other works are taking place, there will be minimum restrictions, and at all times they will liaise and work with local residents and local businesses.
Is it your belief that between the consultations with Chamber and with Council that this can be gotten through over the next couple of months as painlessly as possible?
I think we can. I think we can avoid the difficulties we had over Kiltoy. And as we pointed out to Irish Water at the meeting on Friday as well, that it's all about communications, it's about talking to people, it's about giving them enough time to make alternative arrangements, and certainly to ensure the minimum disruption at all possible for businesses. We're also pleased to be told that they will be see some work in the lead up to Christmas, which will allow free flow for traffic across the town and help and assist businesses in the local community as well. So, as I said, it's about communicating, and they have said that they will provide contact numbers for local businesses and residents to whatever area that they're going in to work in.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. All-Ireland finalist Tyrone are back in the county following Sunday's defeat to Dublin in the decider at Croke Park. The team have crossed the border at Achnacloy and will make their way for the main homecoming event at Haley Park in Omagh, which gets underway at around 7 o'clock, 7.30. In six finals, it's a third defeat for Tyrone, while Dublin's footballers will be celebrating their 28th success this evening, thanks to their record equaling fourth title in a row. 92 All-Ireland winner Martin McHugh has been impressed with Dublin's young players and feels with the hurling taking the headlines this year, football is lucky to have Dublin. Martin joined Greg Hughes in this morning's 9 till noon show.
You know, looking at Dublin, it's the way they play and the players in the field, and they make that decision on the field themselves. And the likes of Conor Callan and Brian Howard, these young players, they are fabulous footballers. Mm-hmm. Like that Brian Howard could play anywhere. He could play in the forward lane, play in midfield, play him in defence. We saw the catch he made then. They're producing these quality players and at that level, you know, and it's... You know, suppose we look at the hurling. The hurling's been brilliant, and you know, next year you have 6-7 teams could win the hurling. It's hard to even see past anybody beating this Dublin team next year.
Mickey Hart said he used words like damage limitation. He referenced the semi final from last year. In reality, was that really part of his strategy going in to not fold and really to sort of put up as good a fight as possible? I mean, yeah. Do you think that was telling at all?
Well, I thought looking at the Tyrone team, and remember the teams he had before, and he changed them, he had the tools.
Yep.
He had quality footballers.
Pull a surprise.
And, yes, yeah. He had the McMahons, he had the Ryan McMenamins, the Philly Jordans, the Peter Canavans, the Stephen O'Neills, the Owen Mulligans, the Brian Doers, the Brian
McWillies.
Some
McGuinness. Team you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. That was a team. He didn't have the tools this time. Yeah. I mean, look at Donegal, when we were 4 points up in Ballyfey, we should have saw the game out. We should have won that match. Yeah. Monaghan probably should have been beaten them. So we look at Donegal, Tyrone and Monaghan. We look at the three Ulster teams. Look at any of the three of them could end up in the All-Ireland final. I just think it was a good achievement for Tyrone to get there. I just don't think he had, you know, he just didn't have the tools. I mean, it's harder the tools to play against that Dublin team. A lot of teams have played them. But look at next year, it's a new year. Teams, you know, you look at other teams, you know, you say where is Kerry going to be? Galway, can they improve on this year? And we look at the Ulster teams. I think, you know, we're lucky to have Dublin, Greg, because otherwise it'd be very hard to watch Gaelic football at the minute, only for we have Dublin.
Martin McHugh there. On to soccer. Martin O'Neill hasn't denied that an altercation with Roy Keane has informed Harry Arter's decision to take a break from international football. The on loan Cardiff midfielder has not been included in the trimmed down Republic of Ireland squad for the Nations League opener with Wales in the friendly with Poland. Last week, O'Neill confirmed that Arter had an altercation with assistant manager Roy Keane in June, but added that the situation was diffused at the time. But today, O'Neill wasn't denying the Keane factor in Arter's decision.
That may be part of the reason, yeah, it could well be, and I wouldn't deny that, that's the case. But he's got a number of things to consider, obviously. He's got a fresh start at Cardiff now, where Bournemouth were happy enough to let him go out on loan, and it's a start for him again. So there's a number of reasons, but I wouldn't deny that would be not one of them.
Well, Neil also says any summer altercations involving Arter and John Walters had no influence on Declan Rice's decision to step away from the Ireland squad. Meanwhile, Shane Long is not part of that 26-man panel after suffering a foot injury in Southampton's win over Crystal Palace at the weekend. Seamus Coleman, Shane Duffy and James McLean are all there, while Donegal Connects Kieran Clark and Sean McDermott are also on the squad. James McCarthy, Robbie Brady, Scott Hogan and Shawnee Maguire missed the games through injury. With 10 years service under his belt with Finn Harps Football Club, Kieran Call will be celebrating with testimonial events in the coming weeks and months. A committee has been set up to oversee a golf classic taking place later this month and then a gala night later in November. It could be a big finish to the year for Kieran, personally, and for the club.
It could be two things all in the one year. You know, it's two things, but I wanted my testimonial, and we didn't have an idea how we were going to go this season. We just gave it a go. But it'd be absolutely amazing if we go now and be unbeaten till the rest of the season. Hopefully, won the league at the end of it. It'd be incredible end of the year for me anyway. And the club, because we've been working so hard for it.
Kieran Call, a man who's played 265 times for Finn Harps Football Club, on the announcement of his testimony events coming up. There's more on the website, highlandradio.com. You can hear Kieran in conversation with Ryan Ferry there. Cristiano Ronaldo could claim a record 6th FIFA Men's Player of the Year award after Lionel Messi was omitted from the shortlist for the first time since 2006. Argentinian forward was overlooked, with Luka Modric and Mohamed Salah in contention for the prize, which is also known as the Ballon d'Or. The ceremony will take place in 3 weeks' time in London. Rory McIlroy will tee off his final round at the Dell Technologies Championship from just 4 shots off the lead. He goes out at 6:15 Irish time from 9 under par. The Mexican, Abraham Anker, heads the field at 13 under and is a shot clear of Tyler Hatton and Bryson DeChambeau. Michael McGeady consolidated his position as the leader of the PGA in Ireland Order of Merit by successfully defending his Cardew Pro-Am title at the weekend. The Evolve Golf Coaching Professional carried rounds of 72 and 67 at the County Antrim course to beat David Higgins by 2 shots. He repeated his success of 2017 when he won the Wald City Pro-Am title and the Cardew event on successive weekends. Sam Pearson, the new clerk of the course for the Donegal Motor Club's Harvest Stages Rally, has announced that not only the regulations for the rally are now available, but that the first entry is already on its way. This year's rally, which runs on Saturday the 13th of October, will be based in the Balbuffet area out of Jackson's Hotel. The rally is already generating strong interest, not least from overseas, with the news that David Bogie, the British and multi-Scottish championship winner, is queuing up at the door with a very special entry. A week after he competes for Skoda on Rally GB, the UK round of the World Rally Championship, the winner of the national section of the Donegal International Rally in 2016 will take to the start line in the Harvest Rally with his highly developed Mark II Escort. regulations, entry forms and up-to-date information are available on the Donegal Motor Club website. And finally, in rugby, Jordy Murphy could make his first Ulster appearance on Friday night. The former Leinster flanker will train this week ahead of the visit of Edinburgh to Kingspan Stadium. Hooker Rob Herring is also in line for a return to the fold. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Aisin. And finally in news, border regions have been worst hit with a drop in the number of new car registrations this month. Leitrim experienced the biggest drop, with new car registrations down 11.4% compared to figures from the same period last year, closely followed by Donegal, which recorded an 11% drop. Official statistics released today by the Society of the Irish Motor Industry show that the total new car registrations for the month of August nationally were up 3.5% when compared to August 2017. While used car imports to date this year are up 10%. Finally for weather now, dry in most areas this evening with some late spells of sunshine and just the chance of an isolated light shower. Dry in most parts tonight apart from the odd patch of drizzle along coasts and lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Councillor John O'Donnell has told Highland Radio News that he will be mounting a robust defence at the Standard in Public Office Commission announces that the investigation hearing into alleged ethics breaches by Councillor O'Donnell will take place at its Dublin offices next Tuesday. 15 students from Kilmacrenan and Termin walked part of the way to school this morning in protest at the failure of the Department of Education to provide transport for them. They had applied for tickets and paid for them, but under department regulations, they were deemed to be concessionary cases. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is being urged to visit Swan Park during a visit to Bunkrana tomorrow week, September the 11th. The Taoiseach will be in the area for the official opening of the new bridge at Cockhill. And a search operation is underway in Derry following a report that a man was seen entering the River Foyle. Police say they received a report at around 11 o'clock this morning of the person entering the water in the Craigavon Bridge area. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September the 3rd. The death has taken place of Jerry Gallagher, Jerry Faddy Jack, Upper Mina Niller, Gidor. He will be wecked at his residence from 7:30 this evening. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed. The death has taken place of Mary Keaveney, Limefield House, Moville. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. today. Visiting time tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral Requiem Mass in St. Pius X Church, Moville on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The death has taken place of Teresa Conaghan, Letcher Urs Clamani. Remains reposing at her nephew Michael Conaghan's residence, Roxtown Urs. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church Urs for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Bunkrana Nursing Unit, give any family member or Comscate funeral directors. The death has taken place of Annie Canning, Duntinny, Portsallan, Kerrykeel. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass will be held on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Mass Mount, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice give any family member. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Bridie Freel, Newton Square, Philadelphia and Ballymagion, Fannid. Her remains will be reposing at the home of her mother Margaret Freel, Gortnatra, Kerrykeel from 6 o'clock this evening. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock, Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church Mass Mount at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by a private cremation. House private from 11 o'clock tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. The death has occurred of Kathleen Bradley, The Rock, Fafina, Ballymagan, Bunkrana. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary Gordon, Donegal Road, Ballybofey. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Stranorler Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital Stranorler, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Harkin, née Kelly, Holly Bush, Culmore. Funeral from her son William's home, 244 Culmore Road, tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church Muff. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Fawn Hospice. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Sally Woolhare, Devlin Moore, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eileen McLaughlin, née Grant Letcher Fawn. Remains reposing at her daughter Kathleen Doherty's residence, Owen Killew, Tully Dish, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Murray's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Sarah O'Reilly, Ballybose, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning, going to St Finian's Church, Falkara, for Requiem Mass at 12 midday. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock, with family time after the rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors.